listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us on the 59th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
We're back. Sorry for the delay.
We were dead last
week. We were very much not doing well last week.
It would have been a weird episode.
Carly was so sick that I didn't hear from her for several days, and I was very worried.
And she was, and I was like, whoops.
And I was just not doing great either. And I thought maybe us having voices would be more pleasant to listen to than us not having voices. So thank you for waiting.
Sounding like 70-year-old women.
Thank you for waiting. We're back, and we're happy to be here. Today we're going to be talking about some creepy young women who are supernatural, and then they die and maybe become ghosts. That's right. We're talking about Lights Out and The Ring. For you new listeners, we are a spoiler-heavy podcast, so continue at your own risk. Both of these films are currently streaming on HBO Now and HBO Go, and HBO On Demand if you have that. So feel free to check those out first before continuing along with the episode. But before we jump into these films, let's get started with a segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is... The New Mutants, with a theatrical release date of April 13th. It's written and directed by Josh Boone, whose previous efforts included The Fault in Our Stars, and is now working on a remake of The Stand, or a reimagining of The Stand, perhaps, from the novel. Did you ever watch The Stand, Carly?
I did not.
It's like, I remember getting it, renting it from the Blockbuster, and it being like five VHS tapes. It was good, but it's very long-winded. Wondering how this one's gonna be. I'm kind of excited.
Hopefully it just like shortens it down a little bit.
Yeah, maybe, or makes a couple movies on it, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about The New Mutants, and the IMDb summary for that is five young mutants just discovering their abilities while held in a secret facility against their will, fight to escape their past sins and save themselves. So this is an X-Men movie.
It's a Marvel movie, yeah.
But it's very much horror.
Stoked. Not gonna lie.
It's like two of my favorite things.
I love me some superheroes.
I love me some superheroes, too. I love mutants. I can't wait for Legion to come back. So, like, this is just kind of, like, I'll take it. I'll take all of this. I'll take all of the X-Men mutant things. Although I will say, this trailer doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, me either. I was excited because I didn't really know any. I didn't know anything about this when I, like, clicked on it to watch the thing. And I was like, The New Mutants. I was like, that sounds very X-Men-y. And then I saw the Marvel thing come up and I was like, what? What is this?
Yeah.
And then I got excited by the idea of it.
Yeah, I'm excited about the idea of it. And the actors in it are great. We have a lot of, like, horror-ish young actors. We got the girl from
Witch. Stranger Things.
We got Jonathan from Stranger Things. There's a couple other people in there that look familiar.
Same.
Brain farting.
But I don't know who they are.
But I don't know who they are. Same. Like, I can't. I don't have IMDb open, guys. Okay. It's going to take us a minute to get back into this. Feel so out of practice.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
But I don't know. I think it looks okay. But I'm going to see it definitely in theaters.
Oh, for sure.
I bet it's just like, and the trailer has, what is it? The Wall?
Oh, yeah. Another Brick in the Wall.
Yeah. Do we need that song ever in a trailer?
I was bummed out.
I'm bummed by it. I'm bummed. We don't need it. We don't need no education, and we don't need no Wall song in our trailers, please. Like, it's played out. We're done. We're tired of it. I mean, unless we're old enough that, like, it's cool again. Is Pink Floyd cyclical in like their pop culture-ness, you know? Like they were popular when our parents were kids and then they were popular when we were in high school. Is it maybe like becoming popular again? Or
I just think there's so much music out that they could have gotten more creative. They could have done better.
It made me cringe when I heard it. So that's not a good sign. That's not a good choice. But, you know, like, you got good actors. You got a good idea here. So I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt either way. I think maybe the person making the trailer just fucking sucks at making trailers. And that happens more often than not, let's be honest. So.
Yeah, I often get emotional about trailers and them being bad.
Hence the segment Trailer Trash Talk, Carly. It's what it's all about. It is.
It's true.
Okay.
True.
And we did it. We did a good job. We got through it.
Nailed it. Where am I?
I don't know. Let's just move on. Why don't we get started with our first movie? What did we watch, Carly?
Our first movie that we are going to chat about today is Lights Out from 2016, directed by David F. Sandberg, Annabelle Creation fame, and also written by David F. Sandberg and Eric Heisserer.
Yeah.
Heisserer?
That's right.
Okay. Who wrote The Thing, the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street, Final Destination 5, and also The Arrival. He's got some stuff under his belt.
So two good movies and two stinkers.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Leia. She agrees. I bet she missed her, too. The IMDb summary that we have is Rebecca must unlock the terror behind her little brother's experiences that once tested her sanity, bringing her face to face with a supernatural spirit attached to their mother.
Wow. So before we talk about this movie, let's talk about the short for a little bit.
So good.
It is very good. In terms of shorts, as far as shorts go, it's one of the best horror shorts, I think, that I've ever seen.
Honestly, the only complaint that I had was that the lights were on for too long at the end. I didn't need to see that much of the Goblin Lady.
The Goblin Lady. I've never heard her referenced as the Goblin Lady before, but I guess that's kind of accurate. I guess I could see that, too, although I look away when that happens because I'm like, I don't like the way that face looks. And then I look back and she's still there. That's kind of fucked up. I'm just saying.
See, I would just like look at it and it was like scary when it first popped on my screen. But now I'm looking at it and it's not as scary anymore. And then it goes away. Yeah. Like, it's one of those things.
Oh, see, I feel the opposite because I can't look at that face for too long. It freaks me out. I don't know what they did to it to make it so scary, but it's horrible. It's horrible. It's mean. It's awesome.
It is effective.
It's very effective. So good. I don't know what they did to it. And I can't look at a picture of it because it freaks me out. And in fact, when I was looking up GIFs for Lights Out to post on Twitter, I was like, don't show the face. Don't show the face. Don't show the face.
The Goblin Lady haunts you in your dreams.
It's when the Goblin Lady. I love it. It's just one of those things where I get it in my head that it's too scary and then it isn't really, but it stays in my head that way, you know?
I totally get that.
I have a part like that in The Ring also that stuck with me as being very scary. And then when I watched it this time, I was like, oh, that wasn't as scary as I remember it. We could talk about that later, though. But if you haven't seen the short, go check it out. It's on YouTube, really easily accessible. Basically, it's this movie, but in short form. You know, you turn the lights out. And you can see a shadow. And when you turn it on, there's nothing there. But it gets closer every time you turn the lights out. And then until there's a face in your face. And it's a Goblin Lady face. And it's horrible.
Watch it.
So good. I showed the girls at work once during our lunch break. And they all jumped and it was hilarious. This is my favorite day.
It's so good.
It is. It's really good. So... But making that into a full-length feature, a lot of people were not sure how this would go. And I think they did an okay job with it. I think that's a very difficult project to make a 3-minute short, basically about nothing, into a full-length feature. Not an easy task.
Totally. I was, I really liked like the beginning of it. Mr. Billy Burke from lots of things, but you know, Amy and my favorite movie is Twilight. So Bella's dad.
You love Twilight. She's joking. I really liked. Joking.
I am joking.
Everyone knows that your favorite movie is The Princess Bride. Everyone knows it's that. True.
Fact.
Second favorite is Twilight.
Third favorite, actually. Second favorite is Casablanca.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, so I really liked this opening scene. We have the, like, his assistant lady who's sees our creature first.
Yes.
And she gets a little spooked out, warns him, and then leaves.
I need to talk about this for a second. I need to interrupt you for a second. Because here's what happens when she sees Diana for the first time. She has a name, Diana. She turns out the light and the figure pops up. Now, the figure looks different in this than it did in the short. She has very long fingernails and she kind of wiggles her fingers in a creepy way. And she's
reminiscent of the ghosts in the Crimson Peak.
A little bit. And she's just standing there.
Pointy.
Straight. Like, both feet on the ground, flat. Both hands at her side. For some reason, that's so creepy. I don't know why. But it's very effective. When it first happened, I forgot how creepy it was. Because in my head.
No, it totally is.
In my head, this movie wasn't that scary. I saw it like a year ago, and then when I rewatched that part, I was like, oh, that's way more effective than I thought. Like, it gave me the chills. But here's my problem with this scene, is she turns the lights out, she sees that figure. Carly, if this happened to you in real life, what would your next move be?
See ya.
Turn the lights on, it's not there, yes. And you run the fuck away. You don't turn them
out.
Off and on like seven more times.
I'm out. I'm like, cool, I can just spend that extra whatever on my electricity.
Right.
Bye. not coming back. And then I'd go to my boss and be like, we have to go.
I'd scream at my boss.
Call her from your cell.
Get the fuck out of here now.
We're out.
And if he ignored me, I would slam that phone down, grab him, and pull him out of the room. She
totally.
Does everything wrong. She killed him. She's basically responsible for his death.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
She fucked up. She done fucked up.
She was like, hey, there's something weird in that room. Be careful.
Yeah, careful leaving. Bye. No. You saw her seven times.
You're responsible
times.
For murder, lady.
It's not even once that she appears. You saw her seven times in a row. You know.
I also love the motion lights.
Yes.
Because it's like so terrifying.
It really is like, so terrifying.
God, turn on.
And there's so many shadowy areas, like just the circle of light and like shadow connecting everything. You're like, fuck, she can get so close to you.
You're
so done. That was really awesome. The beginning of this movie is super great. It's a great beginning.
Agreed.
The story is a little rough. It's not super solid, but it's hard to make this super solid. I mean, you're basically basing this on a very flimsy idea of something that can only chase you in the dark. Okay, so do you want to go through this some more, or can I just start asking a bunch of questions? Because I have a lot of questions.
Ask away.
Okay. First question and biggest question and the question that leads to many little questions. Is Diana alive?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How are you sure?
Because they killed her, first of all, when they like put her up in the thing. They like electrocuted her to death or something.
They electrocute? Oh, okay. Like the light.
They like shone the light on her or whatever.
Okay.
And she died. And she's not alive because she shows up in all these. I feel like she like, I don't know. She just like shows up in these weird spaces like weird ghost. She's not going to like run to the girl's apartment. Like, she obviously doesn't drive, so she's not going to like drive to the daughter's house.
I'm not saying she's not supernatural. She's obviously has supernatural powers. But upon second viewing, I truly believe that she's alive, that she never died.
No, because then it wouldn't make sense, spoiler alert, for when what's-her-face blows her head off, that she would just disappear.
She's supernatural. You can just disappear, right?
No, she dies at the
end. Are you sure?
Yes.
How are you sure?
See, I'm like 100% sure she's just dead.
Here's the thing. There's no being 100% sure, because it works either way. 100% the story works either way. Because at the whole beginning of this movie, the mom is saying, Diana's not dead. She's not dead. She's alive. And they said, how do you know? Or no, they buried her or whatever. And she's like, that can be faked. That can be faked. She's alive. The whole basement scene makes absolutely no sense at all unless she's alive. Why would she be living in the basement for many years if she was a ghost? If she's a ghost, she doesn't need to live in a basement. She could just exist wherever.
Okay, I can see your point, but maybe she's just this weird ghost that had to stay in the basement when what's her face was happy and like wasn't paying attention to her.
When the mom was on medication.
Right.
How did she so you're saying she as a ghost decided to live in the basement. She created a glow in the dark paint, which she used to paint the walls for some reason.
She had to live somewhere. She's this huge, weird entity. She's like different shapes in a lot of the scenes that we see her in. Like, she looks like she's freaking 7 feet tall when she's in the closet where the mom lives, like when we first see her in the house with the boy. Like, if they were consistent with making her one size, I feel like I would buy that she was alive more. But she's like,
but supernatural all over abilities the place. Can let you do that. She can disappear and reappear. She can change shapes. But
I don't know. Okay. If
so,
she
what
is
she
alive,
then? So she's a ghost. But what was she when she was alive then? Was she a demon?
She was a person.
She couldn't have been a person. Because why? She was able to, like, get in people's heads and do all this crazy shit.
But, like, the only thing that was keeping her alive to begin with is that the mom remembered her, was keeping her memory alive. So why would she be so bummed out if the mom killed herself, where she could survive and thrive anyways? She could just go on to someone else and, like, mind fuck them if she wanted.
Yeah, but I don't know why why she still couldn't do that. The kids know she's alive. Why can't she live in the kids' heads?
Because she wasn't manipulating them like she was manipulating what's her face?
The mom.
Right. Maria Bello.
Okay. So she's dead. So she's not
alive. I think
alive.
She's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can deal with that. I'm just confused by everything the mom said. Unless Diana was somehow...
I feel like
somehow...
that was like Diana's thing. Like, hey, I'm real. I'm not a ghost. I'm not a figment of your imagination. Look how real I am. Like...
But isn't it weird that she burns in the sun then? If she's a ghost, you would think that ailment would go away. She still burns in the light.
Yeah, but she also disappears in the light.
It's true. She can disappear in the light. She doesn't have to.
So I guess that theory doesn't make sense either.
No, none of it makes sense to me.
We're just blowing holes in this without even like doing it on purpose.
No, I'm doing it on purpose. I don't understand if she's real or not. I think it works.
I just thought she was a ghost. I don't understand the burning sensation when she's...
peeing?
When she's in the dark. Like, I understand her, like, skin burning or whatever when she's little. But I don't necessarily understand that carrying over. I understand that she disappears in the light, but not that she necessarily gets burned
and if
in
she's,
the light.
I just don't understand the whole basement scene makes absolutely no sense then. If she's lives only in her mom's, in the mom's head, if the mom's taking medication, she would cease to exist again. She wouldn't live in the basement and make neon glow-in-the-dark paint signs all over the walls.
I mean, it's not, it's black light, so that could really be anything. I mean, like, detergent glows in a neon light, or a, what are those called? Black light.
Semen.
So, you don't need, and also semen. So, that could have been anything, if we're going to get right down to it. It didn't need to be glow-in-the-dark paint. It just needed to be something.
She just had to have knowledge that it would glow-in-the-dark paint.
Bodily fluid. Okay. Really.
Gross.
She was just using that.
Gross.
Anyway.
Ectoplasm.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Is what she used.
Probably goes under black light. But, like, she never disappears from her brain. She's just, like, obviously Diana's not going to live in the bedroom with mom and boyfriend. So mom's like, sorry, Diana, you have to live in the dark in the basement because my boyfriend doesn't want to tape the windows up, so you can't exist up here. Which is why Diana kills him to kind of overtake the mom again.
Well, she kills him because he's trying to get rid of her. Like, he believes she exists too, and he's trying to get the mom back on her medication.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why the dad left, got murdered to begin with.
Fine. It's just, it doesn't quite follow anything I know about ghosts. So it confuses me.
I call bullshit.
It's a little bit bullshitty, but you know,
okay, I get what you're saying.
You do what you gotta do. As a whole, the story is the characters aren't that great.
That little boy looks terrified all the time.
He should be terrified all the time.
See, that's what I'm saying. He did a great job.
He did do a very good job. The acting wasn't bad. It's just the characters were very one-dimensional. Yeah. The daughter has commitment issues because her dad left, but then we find out her dad died because Diana killed the dad. Okay. Like, I don't know why we needed that. I guess it's fine. It's just, I don't know. Diana talking, I could do without Diana talking, period. I like when the mom's talking to her and you can't hear what she's saying. Love that. Don't like hearing her actually talking. Not a fan of that. Let's see. The daughter has Avenged Sevenfold posters.
We noticed that. That was so funny.
You know, there's a lot of, like, creepiness. The mom says a lot of creepy things about Diana. She'll say, like, oh, did we wake you, or did we keep you awake? Like, she talks like Diana's real to the son often, and it's really creepy. Or, like, let's have a movie night, just the three of us. Creepy. Very creepy.
The son's like, no, I don't. No,
be the two of us? Why are you inviting your creepy dead ghost friend? Is that needed?
Or when she, like, turns off the lights and, like, makes him just, like, sit there. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
And the mom says things that don't make sense. So, like, when the son freaks out and runs away during movie night, because mom's trying to get him to like and appreciate Diana, he, like, turns on the light and runs away. And she yells, he didn't know what he was doing. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing, or he doesn't understand. And then she says the same thing to the kid. She doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't understand. It's like, does anyone know what they're doing or understand other than mom? Because it doesn't.
No one has any idea. Mom doesn't even know.
The viewer also no idea what's going on. So that's good.
I don't know.
Also, there's, like, weird things that people don't do when they're scared. Like, the sister's tucking in the kid and she says, do you want the door open or closed? Why would you want the door closed?
Doesn't he say you want it closed?
Yes, he says he wants it closed.
Because that's how he keeps Diana out.
How is that going to keep Diana out? Bitch can disappear and reappear all the time.
Yeah, but in the first scene that he shares with her, she doesn't come in the door. She, like, jiggles the doorknob.
But that shit was happening way before that scene. That shit's been happening for a long time. That's why he's been falling asleep in class all the time.
Right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying he closed his door.
If anything,
I mean, it wasn't that long. It was whenever the dad died. It was after that.
If anything scary is happening, I want my door open so I can run out of it.
I don't know. I always have my door. Like, now I'm, like, looking at my door. Like, both of my doors are closed to my room.
Oh, really? You sleep with your doors closed?
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe that's just a weird thing I do. I can't sleep with... I don't like it when my door is closed.
See, I don't like it when my door's open. I can't sleep when my door's open.
Oh, see, I want to be able to see and hear everything going on outside of my room at all times. I mean, unless I'm, like, staying at someone else's house, you know. But if I'm in my own house, no, my door is open.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I feel like that would creep me out. I've always slept with my doors closed now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh. All right, maybe that's just a weird thing I do. Okay. I did like that they had a hand crank flashlight, because that's something that I would have in this scenario.
Same. Very practical.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have. I don't understand what Becca does for a living. She has an apartment and a boyfriend, and she lives above a tattoo shop, and she likes metal. That's all I know about her. Nu metal, specifically nu metal. That's all I know about her. I don't know what she does. How does she afford the apartment? Where does the money come from? She doesn't seem to need to go to a job ever. I just found that confusing. I was wondering all of that a lot. I wrote at the end, I would duct tape flashlights to my hands. I think I wrote that because everyone, like, drops lights or, like, loses them or something. I think I would just, like, at least one, like, to the outside of my hand. So I can still use my hand, you know? But, like, just so it's always there.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been the smart thing to do.
I think so. Well, because what if then one, like, kind of burns out or something? I like the hand crank thing.
All right. Yeah, but what if you drop it? At least, what about a string so it's tied around your neck? So if you do drop it, it's still on.
Okay,
you.
That's fair.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
And it's probably smarter than duct taping it to your hands.
Yeah, when you can't, like, what if it goes out and then you're like, shit.
So does a weapon.
I can't touch anything. There was also some weird dialogue. Leif and I watched this together, and he actually pointed it out when, like, they go to the school to pick up the brother. And the lady's like, oh, you know, something, like, she mentions, like, the dad dying. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the sister's like, stepdad, he wasn't my real dad. My real dad left. Or, like, she's just, like, really, like, oversharing. And it's like, that just didn't seem really necessary.
I wrote that, too. I was like, why? That seems like excessive information that nobody needs.
She's, it was just like, that's not natural.
I think she's just super aggro about it. Like, she'll talk about it to anybody. I don't want to be your girlfriend because my dad left.
My real father left.
Yeah. Well, both of your fathers died now, so congratulations.
You're welcome.
But the boyfriend is the nicest guy in the entire world. He is the most understanding, sweet, supportive man in film history.
Agreed.
He is way too good for her.
Yeah, agreed.
Way, way too. He should have kicked her to the curb months ago.
I agree.
I don't understand this relationship.
I was like, who is this guy?
Why do you need to be with her so badly? She sucks. She's abusive. You can do so much better than her. She won't even let you keep a sock at her apartment. Like, just walk away, dude. You could do so much better. And he is. He
let
looks
it go.
Good. He's got the tight pants and the hair, and he's got a thing going on. He could find a chick.
He has fun socks.
That would appreciate him. Yeah, that sock was very weird colors. Like, I was confused because at first I was like, I thought that was her sock. Like, why couldn't you just pick, like, a tube sock? Why did you pick something so, like, gender neutral? I was confused by that scene. I was like, why is she throwing her sock at him? Don't understand.
So I will say I appreciate when he's leaving and she, Diana's like throwing him and he like turns the car lights on with the key fob.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so smart. And I probably wouldn't have thought about that even if I had my keys in hand.
He's totally smart. He's way too smart. He's way too good for this family. Like,
agreed.
I feel bad for him. I feel very bad for him. He's abused and he's amazing. And I thought I remembered him dying in this. He totally doesn't die.
He makes it, which is good. He saves the day.
Yeah, he totally does. Kind of. Kind-ish. You know, he kills a couple cops, but, you know, whatever. All right. Are we ready to move on? Do you have anything to share? Do you like this movie?
I had fun with it.
It's a fun movie.
It had its moments.
It has very good moments. It doesn't... the story doesn't really work, as we've mentioned. There's some really creepy moments. The beginning of this film especially is really, really good. And we have a greenlit sequel. I don't know when or how that's coming, but supposedly it's coming.
Interesting. Maybe we'll learn if she is a ghost or in fact real.
Let's see what IMDb says. In development still. So maybe not. It was greenlit. It was greenlit almost immediately after it came out, but I guess it just came out in 2016. So, maybe they're working on a script still.
Maybe they're like, where the hell do we go from here?
Well, apparently at the end of this movie originally, there was a scene at the end where Diana returns and attacks the three of them after the ambulance scene.
Interesting.
But it didn't get a good reception during screening, so they got rid of it. So I don't know what they're gonna do with that. We'll see. Only time will tell. Okay, let's talk about our next film, which is very popular, The Ring from 2002, directed by Gore Verbinski, who we talked about when we discussed A Cure for Wellness a while back. It's written by Aaron Kruger. And it's based on the novel by Koji Suzuki. Wait, is this based on a novel or is it just based on another movie? Because I thought it was just based on another movie. But maybe.
I didn't realize, but maybe it's a Japanese novel that they made into Ringu.
Oh, maybe.
And then we made it into The Ring.
Maybe. I just never heard that before. The IMDb summary is, a journalist must investigate a mysterious videotape which seems to cause the death of anyone in a week of viewing it. This is a very popular movie and has been for a very long time. Obviously based on the Japanese film Ringu, which was also popular. Now, have you seen both, Carly?
Yeah, I've seen Ringu and I've also seen Ringu Zero, which is like the prequel.
Right. I've seen that. I've seen Ringu. I've seen Ringu Zero. And I've seen Ring, and I've seen The Ring 2. I have not seen the other new... I haven't seen Rings. I know you saw that. I haven't seen Sadako versus Kayako. I haven't seen anything else other than those movies. And I haven't seen Ringu since, like, college. So we won't be talking about Ringu too much. But just to get it out of the way, do you prefer The Ring or Ringu? And which did you see first?
I like them both in different ways. I definitely saw The Ring first. I actually like Ringu Zero better than I liked Ringu. But I think I liked The Ring. I think I liked the visuals in The Ring more.
I like The Ring more, but I also saw The Ring first. From what I remember, and it was a long time ago, Ringu was... very culturally confusing to me. Like there was a lot of Japanese-ness that just didn't transfer over to my brain. I don't know if now as an older person I would enjoy it more. But I remember thinking that this was more cohesive and understandable to me. Who knows if that still holds true. But at the time,
I can see that for sure.
Yeah.
I liked Ju-on better than Ringu.
I like Ju-on better than Ringu, too. But I like Ju-on better than The Grudge.
Same.
Yeah. But The Grudge isn't bad. I don't dislike The Grudge.
But I like The Grudge still, too. Yeah.
I like The Grudge because they kept it in Japan.
Same.
Although Shudder, the one about the camera, the Japanese film, that was also set in Japan, and that one is god-awful.
Is that the one with Pacey?
Yes. So bad. It's really, really bad. I've talked about how much I hate this before on the show, too. I hate Shudder so much.
You definitely have.
But this was the first of many movies, many Japanese remakes that happened in the early 2000s. And I'd say this one, and remember The Eye came out. We also had Shudder. There was a couple other ones.
Shudder and The Grudge. And
yeah, there was a couple other ones that didn't
do as well.
We
very quickly got a Grudge, too, I feel like.
Yes, we did. This was the first of something big that happened in early 2000s. And this was like the movie to see. And before it, this was one of the highest grossing horror films. It's really, I don't know. This movie is the reason I'd say we get the most from our Let's Make a Monster victims for why they don't like horror movies. It ruined horror for a lot of people, I think.
That's so funny.
At the time, this was really fucking scary.
This was really scary.
I remember being super freaked out by it. I remember I was in college and we all packed in Andrew's room. If you have ever listened to We Hate Movies, Andrew from there, we used to watch movies together all the time. So we're in Andrew's room and we're watching this movie. And after the movie, we watched, there's a special feature on the DVD where if you press to watch the Ring film, the short film that's in the movie, once you hit play, you can't stop it. Unless you turn off your TV, it keeps going. And then after it's done playing, you hear a phone ring a bunch of times. And then
that's so awesome.
And then you regain control of your remote. But I remember doing that after the movie and being so freaked out after. I'm like, why can't we stop it? We were all
the short is really weird and messed up and scary.
It is. And the sound of it is the worst part. I know I've mentioned before that I'm very susceptible to like creepy music. Creepy music freaks me out more than anything else. And the sound design of the short film is so good. So creepy.
I 100% agree. It's like super creepy.
I think it's the creepiest part of this whole movie is the sound design. It did such a good job of it. I'm like freaking myself thinking about it, honestly. But it was just so much fun. I remember watching the room with like a ton of people and we were all freaked out. And we got the girl down the hall who's really afraid of horror movies. We got her to watch it with her boyfriend at the time. And after it was done, we called the room.
Amazing.
It was really fun.
That's amazing.
It was really fun. It's a good time. It's one of those movies. It's really fun to freak people out with. It's really fun to freak yourself out with. I don't know if it still has the same effect today, but at the time, this was it, man. This movie was a big deal. It really was.
Totally.
To a lot of people. So, do you have any Ring stories of when you first saw The Ring or anything like that?
I don't. Not like that. That's a really good one. I just saw it and I was super into it. It was just really effective. I really liked the like color palette of the movie. It was very kind of like washed out and yes, like a lot of blues and dark.
Rainy I the really whole liked. Time. Yeah, yeah. Lots of cold colors, cool colors, mm-hmm. cool tones. Yeah.
Like the little boy was just super weird and really pale and like,
yeah, that's like an early 2000s things, right? Like you have to have a kid that looks like he's dying to be your little psychic boy. Yeah, no color in your face, dark circle under your eyes. Better have bangs that are weird and awkward, and you're very dorky yep. and responsible and wear ties.
Yeah,
that's the kind of kid you have.
And you to call
be.
Your mom Rachel.
Yeah, why? Why do you call your mom Rachel? Don't understand it.
It was so good. But I also just liked the puzzle of like figuring it out. And I liked the weird things like how she like took the fly out of the screen or yeah. like was able to like peel back a weird section. I don't know. Like there were just so many elements to this movie other than like the obvious story that were just like super interesting and
the
really
cool. The discovery
of
it all and the... Yeah, she's basically a detective, you know, she's doing her investigative journalism. I like that she's a journalist, so it makes sense that she's doing this and she's really good at it. And she has these like the access to these types of things. I liked the relationship between her and her baby daddy. I liked all of that. The character development's really strong. The characters are really interesting. The story that you're finding out is interesting and leads you down this path of comfort. You know, we reach this moment in time of the story where she thinks she cracked the code. You know, we understand what happened to this poor, poor girl, you know? And then, no, you fucked up. You done fucked up, Rachel.
She's still pissed.
She never sleeps, Rachel. She never sleeps. Now, the only thing is we still have a similar element that we have with Diana here. We still have a similar problem as we have with Diana in Lights Out. Because who the fuck is Samara? How did she come to be? How is she supernatural? How does she create these pictures? How does she make this videotape? What? Why? How? If you're... So, like, I don't know. There's...
Well, like, that was the thing, right? Like, she made these, like, weird x-ray pictures with her mind.
Yeah, but... So they just appear? How do they just appear? Like, you blink and it's there in front of you? Or, like, you're in a hospital. Everything's being videotaped that this chick is doing. How do we not see the pictures appear? Are they under her bed magically one morning? Are they appear under her pillow when she wakes up? See, that would have been interesting. Show that. Show she wakes up and then there's these pictures under her pillow because she dreamt them. And
why does it all need to be explained, Amy?
I just would
maybe
like,
they just give her this x-ray paper and then she like
because it's a little like, it's irresponsible it. Storytelling. It's irresponsible storytelling to just...
Well, I mean, you're right. She's they're videotaping all the time. Maybe, like, that's how the videotape got started.
And I just find it's an easy thing to try to explain if you spend a few seconds doing it. Like, and I don't need
But why does it need to be explained?
Because it's irresponsible storytelling. It's asking your parents why and them saying, because I said so. You need to do something. You can't, like, you just can't. You need to do something or else I don't believe you. And
I don't need everything to be explained. I feel like over-explanation is a huge issue in a lot of movies.
I didn't say over-explain. I say give me a simple explanation.
But like,
where? Just show me having them appear or explain or just write, oh, I woke up, they were on the floor, or just say something. Just like,
but why? If she's finding this in files and like she's already found so much information in this video.
They watched a video. How would that not be explained in the files? That's a big piece of a puzzle.
Because who knows where that thing came from?
Bitch has supernatural powers. That is the most interesting part of the story. That's what I want to explain. I'm sorry. I know you have 7 days to figure it out. But come on. It's got to be in that file somewhere. It couldn't be a sentence. I'm just saying, this has bothered me since I saw this movie in the year 2002. It's a very fucking long time.
It doesn't bother me. I think that she just made it. I don't know how it got... Well, I guess because the hotel that they found it in or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, was by where like, that well was, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, was under the apartment or the motel room. Yeah,
so,
no, it makes if she sense has, that it's there. It doesn't make sense how it came to be.
She just made it with her brain.
You can't make... plastic and tape with your brain. You can't.
She did. There was a VHS there. But then she burned the images onto the thing. Why do you need to know that?
Because this is a huge part of the story.
I'm curious to know how many people out there, if this bothered them.
It bothers everybody.
This didn't bother me.
It does. You just don't recognize it yet.
I'm okay with it. I don't mind it.
Yes, you do. You do mind it. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Ghosts.
Samara's fucked up and she likes to murder.
Ghosts
and
can't
so
make
she...
make up videotapes with their brains.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I do. Okay. Because it's never happened before in life.
Maybe she wasn't a ghost when it was made. Maybe she was alive because that's where she lived.
Does that make it better?
That she made it when she was alive?
Yeah.
I mean, it's better still... apparently than her making it when it was when she was dead.
I don't think it's any different. So... it's exactly the same. It has no bearing on the story. I'm just saying.
I got nothing for you.
They're just a thing.
Other than it doesn't bother me.
Just a thing. Just a thing. She dreams, and when she wakes up, it's under her pillow. Would have been plenty of explanation for me. But instead, it's like, it just appears. Like, where? How? You have a video camera on her at all times. Isn't that a big deal? If that existed in the real world, that would be all over the news. That wouldn't just be like, oh... let's hide her in the freaking barn.
I don't know. It was
it
a little town.
Let's go on the Tonight Show because this bitch can create pictures with her brain.
Maybe now, but not back then. They wanted to hide her. They were embarrassed of her. They were scared of
her.
They
were scared of her. I don't think they were embarrassed of her. I think they were scared of her. So I don't know how we're supposed to get this, but on the Ring Wikipedia page... or Ring Wikipedia, which is like a special website for just the Ring. They explain. Ooh. Where is that? Okay. Samara was born by Evelyn. So Evelyn was Samara's mother.
Right.
Samara's father was a priest who raped Evelyn. So he's a priest and he raped a woman. And then that's Samara is the baby. That's the result of that rape. And then... Samara never cried as a baby, and then she was possessed by a demon, and then she showed Evelyn pictures in her head when she was a baby of Evelyn drowning Samara, whatever, and then the mother went crazy because she kept seeing these pictures and wanting to drown the baby, so the baby was given to Anna, who was the mom that she came to know, who also went crazy. Lots of women going crazy. How come the dad doesn't go crazy? How come the dad's fine?
I think, wasn't he murdered?
Huh?
Wasn't he, didn't someone kill him?
I mean...
the priest that raped
the
chick
priest.
In the basement?
How would we know about the priest? I don't remember hearing anything about a priest.
I think it was in Rings.
It was in the sequel?
Or maybe it was in... I think it was in Rings. I think that was the main storyline of Rings.
Oh, okay. Because I only knew this from internet. I didn't get this from the story. I knew she was adopted, but that's all I knew.
I don't remember a lot of what happened in Rings, but I do remember there being, like, a weird rapey basement thing.
Mm. I meant, like, why is her adopted father not crazy?
Oh. I thought he... oh, I guess he didn't.
He was fine. He was fine for many, many years.
I don't know. Because women are just crazy,
women
apparently.
Just go crazy. Okay, we just have to be okay with that. All right.
Yeah. Fine. Apparently, this is how it goes.
Sure. Okay.
For us.
I don't know. I'll let the picture thing go. I'm just saying it would have been nice to know why. It just would have been nice to have a simple explanation. Because the videotape is the story, okay? It is the thing. So to tell
me... it's also the mystery.
To tell me it exists just because... is kind of lazy. It's lazy storytelling. I'm just gonna go out and say it.
I don't know. That's the whole thing of, like, where did this videotape come from? Is, like, what they're searching for the whole time. And I don't know why I don't mind that it doesn't, that question never gets answered.
And why would it matter if they show someone else? Like, why? Samara has a lot of rules that don't make sense to me. 7 days, because that's how long she was in the well. Okay, fine. Why are you calling people on the phone? Why is there such a heavy technology underlying factor here? I'm a little confused by it. I'm fine with it, but, you know, we're picking apart a movie. I'm going to ask these questions. It's kind of what we do.
Sure.
These are the things that bother me. I love this movie. Don't get me wrong. I love this movie. I've liked it for a very long time. I still think it's pretty good. I still think it's pretty scary. I still have fun when I'm watching it. But, you know, these are things that are bothersome to me. If I would just like a little more, just a little bit. a something.
I feel like that's fair.
Okay. Why do you think their faces are all scrambled in pictures and stuff?
Isn't that just like a thing? Like in horror movies?
It's a thing in this horror movie.
That like you couldn't take your picture without it being, because you're like cursed.
Is that a thing?
So you've got this like weird, I don't know, like I feel like I remember in, I feel like I remember in other movies, I don't remember what other movies, but like if you were like slated to die next, your face looked weird in a picture. Like wasn't, what is that movie called?
The Ring.
With Ryan Phillippe.
Cruel Intentions. Remember
Ryan Phillippe's the dad. No, where he's the dad. It just came out this past year. With the music, with the box. The Wishes one. Wish Upon?
Wish Upon?
Didn't that happen in that movie?
I don't fucking know. I never saw that movie.
Oh. Really? I felt like we talked about it. Maybe not. No. Oh, we talked about the trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it happened in like some camera movie or something. Oh,
yeah.
I don't
know. Camera one. What was that one called? Yeah, we See? Did.
I'm not right. crazy.
Wait, was there the picture wasn't weird. They set the picture on fire and the girl was on fire.
That was a different one. I'm talking about a different one.
I don't know what you're
talking about. But anyway, I don't know. I feel like if, I don't know, because you get, if you're cursed and you're going to die, you have this weird darkness over you. So for some reason, can't like pictures couldn't, I don't know. It's just a weird, a thing. It was a thing that they added.
Mm. The CGI in this movie also does not hold
Amy's
up.
Amy's unimpressed.
I'm just saying. And I don't think this...
I never liked the way that the murder faces looked.
Oh, that was the thing I was talking about with Lights Out, is the when they show the girl's face at the beginning, that used to freak me out a lot. Whenever I watched this movie, I'd be like, ah, it's coming. And I watched it this time, I'm like, that's not scary.
Yeah, no, I always would look at it and be like, but why?
Yeah.
Because it looks like Ghostface.
Her face is all twisted. I believe that way more than I believe you can create pictures with your mind, Carly. I'm just saying.
I didn't. I was like, your face got weird and mummified and is green for some reason. I don't understand what's happening here.
And she's also been in a well for 7 days. Or she has to look like she was in a well for 7 days. Because that's what Samara does.
If you're in the well for 7 days, you're bloated. You're not like,
you're like kind of blue. Ghost face. And like your face is twisted because you're scared. And your skin turns blue.
I feel like they could have gone a better direction. Yeah, I hated it. I didn't, like, I think the first time I saw it, it didn't bother me because I didn't, like, I was like, oh my God, that's so scary. But then the second time I was like, why did they do it like that?
See, I saw it the first time, I thought, oh my God, that's so scary. And then, so I refused to watch it for a really long time. And then I watched it this time and I was like, that's not scary.
Yeah, it's really not.
It was then. It was in 2002, Carly.
I agree with you. I said the first time I watched it, I was like, ooh.
Okay. So Rachel, the scene where Rachel falls in the well or gets pushed in by television, which makes really a lot of sense. She falls in this well, but she's still alive. She falls very far. We know that this well is very deep because they threw a rock and it took a very long time to hear the clonk sound from the rock. She falls in the well and she's alive, and the well water is maybe waist deep. Wouldn't she be dead?
That's a bit of an issue because the fact that she fell in this small space and didn't hit the sides a couple times
doesn't make any sense.
And like maybe become unconscious, it makes zero sense.
Does she cannonball? Maybe if she cannonballed, she would still be alive.
No, like the pencil one.
No, if she did the pencil jump, she would have hurt.
Oh, she would have broken her legs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cannonball's the only way because your butt could save you in that scenario. Can't fucking dive, that's for sure. Break your neck. I don't understand how she survived that. I have no clue. Unless that water should have been very deep.
Agreed. Otherwise, she should have hit something.
She would have been dead. There's no getting out of that alive. I know.
100%. I don't know how that happened.
Also, did you ever... Okay, let me ask you this question, because this is something that I found very interesting when I was doing my research. Why is this movie called The Ring?
Why is it called The Ring?
Yes.
Because of the ring, the light, the ring of light.
Right. That's what I always thought.
What always confused me, and I know that this is probably stupid, but I was like, if there's a ring of light over where you like push the thing over, how did the thing not fall in to the well?
You'd have to lift it straight up.
Like the cover.
You would have to lift it straight up in order for it to actually be a ring.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, the thing is, like, she is looking up and seeing the ring because the top is being pushed over. But it doesn't make sense to me that it would be a perfect ring, because if there was light on all sides of the ring, whatever the top was would fall straight down.
But she didn't ever actually get out, and she's a ghost, so she can just, like, make it float above. I don't know.
But it's not. It was her mom that pushed
the top on. I don't know. That works.
That's the thing that really always bothered me.
That's the thing.
I was like, bullshit. I was like, bullshit.
That makes you call bullshit artist, but not the fact that she can create videotapes with her brain. Get out of here.
That didn't bother
me. Get out of here with your garbage. So apparently the ring. Okay. The author of the novel said that he intended the ring to be a reference to the cyclical nature of the plot rather than the phone ringing. I never thought of the phone ringing or the ring of the phone.
I never thought of that either.
Why would that be a thing? And also,
that was not even a thought in my mind.
And also, the fact that they're referencing that, and this is on IMDb, this was an IMDb trivia point, in Japanese, I need one of my Japanese friends to let us know, that would ringu be the same as the phone ringing also? Like, because that's...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like a ring of light, a cycle. So like the cycle and the ring of light makes sense. But saying a phone ring is, that's a different kind of ring. And I would think that's not the same word in Japanese as it is. Do you know what I mean? Am I phrasing that correctly? I think that's just someone wrote that on IMDb. And for some reason, that's what they thought of. And they're crazy.
No, actually, ringing, I can't say this in Japanese, obviously, but it's like ringingu.
Oh.
Is actually ringing.
Oh.
So like R-I-N-G.
Interesting. So I-N-G-U. It is the same.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I never would have thought that. That's very interesting to me. Okay. So the marketing for this film was a big deal. They did, they took, like, tapes, made tapes of the video and would leave them at concerts and different events.
God, that makes me so happy.
Marketing's so cool sometimes. Before anyone knew this was real. And had a label on it, which directed them to the website, which was supposedly written by a pedophile who had seen the tape and was now trying to warn others about his impending fate. I just thought that was really interesting. That would scare the crap out of me.
It's amazing. I mean, it's that awesome viral marketing. It's like Blair Witch. Mm-hmm. Like, is it real? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep. It's good. It's good. It's really good.
So good.
I like it.
I love that.
All right. I think I'm done talking about the ring. Is there anything else you want to add? Talk about the ring? Mention?
Nope.
Okay. That was fun. I haven't watched The Ring in a really long time, so it was really fun to revisit it and
same.
And just enjoy it all over again. I wonder if people today feel as frightened watching it for the first time as I did in 2002. I'm curious. If you've watched this for the first time recently and you're probably a younger listener, let me know what you thought of it. I'm curious. All right. So let's close out with our newest segment. Carly, what do we call that one?
It's called Social Media Question of the Week.
What's the question this week, Carly?
Oops. You accidentally watched the video from The Ring. To avoid certain death in 7 days, you must give someone else the video to watch. Who are you giving your copy to?
This was a really mean question, and I didn't mean to, like, write a question that was really very baiting, and I shouldn't ask these kinds of questions, but I don't know why they just pop in my head. Like, who would I give this to?
I think it's hilarious. Then maybe that's just me. On Twitter, we have at Jacob Hopkins. Little Jake. What do you call him?
Little Jacob Hopkins from Modern Horse. Little Jacob Hopkins. He doesn't.
His rap name.
Yep, it's his rap name.
Says, I uploaded to the web and run one of those annoying autoplay Facebook ads.
Here's the thing with those, though, Jacob. Nobody watches those to the end. You see it going and you just keep scrolling. I would watch
that, though.
You would?
I'd be like, what is this? If it was one of those ones that, like, interrupts the video that you're watching.
Oh, maybe.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like an ad. Yeah.
Like, what if I want to see puppies becoming friends with deer or something?
Yeah, you saw the beginning of the puppy becoming friends with the deer, but you didn't see them frolicking in the meadow yet.
Exactly. Yeah. And this video comes on, I'm going to be like, well, I want to watch the rest of this.
So I guess I'm watching this creepy video now.
I guess I'm going to die soon. Whoops.
You don't answer your phone because you're too busy watching the puppy and the deer frolicking.
Exactly.
At last, Cthulhu says, I posted on 4chan. Those fuckers will find everything needed to dox Samara. I'll threaten to swat her house if she keeps harassing me. Not cool.
Teary sad face emoji.
Yeah, very sad face emoji.
At boss Captain Ross says, between this and what would you use the Death Note for, I think you gals are trying to incriminate us.
That's true. Sorry, it's not a
fair question, but who would you pick?
It's not on purpose. Elizabeth says, I would post it to any social media with instructions at the end of the video, then it'll go viral like it should have at the end of Rings! Exclamation point. It's a good point.
At MJ Hogan 29 says, Eli Roth.
That's just messed up. whenever anyone added, like on Twitter, if someone did added actual someone to this, I was like, oh my god, why are you doing that? They're gonna see it.
That's so good.
Justin from the horror business says Victor Salva. Okay.
Fair. Dark humor girl says, my coworker who spent the day barfing but refused to go home. You made the wrong choice, lady.
Oh my god. If you're barfing, go home. Nobody wants to hear or smell that. On Facebook, we have Don A that says, that prick who broke my arm in high school by tripping me and throwing me into a metal gate. Yeah, fuck that guy.
What a dick. Yeah, seriously.
Watch that video. Dude.
Nick B says, whoever invented lager, because hangovers are their fault and totally not self-inflicted. Warning, may contain traces of time travel.
I don't know that lager... If any alcohol has to do with hangovers, I'm pretty sure it's tequila. I wouldn't blame lager. Lager's never given me a hangover before. I've had wine hangovers. Those are the fucking worst.
Oh, wine hangovers are the worst.
So bad. Fred B says, I'm going to wait for Samara to come out of the TV, open up my portable DVD player, and make her watch her own movie. That way, in 7 days, she'll be forced to kill herself, breaking the cycle, and thus saving the world. But you'll still be dead, because she doesn't die until 7 days after she watches the video, so she has time to kill you. So you're kind of sacrificing your own life for the world.
He's saving the world, and
that's very sweet, Fred B.
It is. I like it. Tommy B says, I think I'm copacetic with letting my old school bullies watching a lethal video, and I'm not naming no names just in case it sounds too much like a confession. Fair enough.
Okay. Dave Z says, ex-wife immediately, LOL. Okay.
Followed by Rachel, who says, by ex, no questions asked.
I hope they weren't married to each other. George N says, hand delivery straight to the mother-in-law. Wow. Someone had a good Thanksgiving, I bet.
So good. Stacey V says, basically any racist asshole. LOL.
And that leads us to six other answers we got for Donald Trump. I didn't write them all down because there were six of them.
Fair.
But there were six of them for Donald Trump. And one for Hillary, I guess, just because people like to do that. All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What about us?
Kind of political. So what about us? Carly, I'll let you go first.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
Who am I giving my copy to? I kind of like the spamming it on internet situation. I feel like if I had something of this magnitude and power, I would maybe like send it with a note to like Anonymous and have them like infiltrate, like, I don't know, some really bad people.
I feel like I would just
have them do a, like, you know, sort of like a Death Note thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that this would get to Donald Trump because I think the White House would like intercept it. But I think I could totally send this to InfoWars.
But he does have his own phone, though.
It's true. So it's true.
If like Anonymous could hack into his phone and just like pop it up,
it's true. On,
you know,
we shouldn't be talking about this on the podcast. I think I might send mine to InfoWars because I feel like they would definitely watch it. And then their audience would watch it. And then the world would be a better place.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, what's going on with us? Okay, Carly. We've both been sick. I mean, that's it. Right?
So, yeah, nothing really. What did I watch even this weekend? I've been in such a daze. I don't even, like, remember a lot of... I've been watching a lot of How I Met Your Mother just because it's, like, what I fall asleep to. Mm. What did I feel, I don't know.
I've watched so many movies, but I can't even remember any of them now.
I'm trying to, and it's just drawing a blank.
Yeah, that's okay. We're getting over being sick, and it's just, that's just the way it is, guys.
I'll remember next time, guys.
Yeah. Well, let's close out. Thanks to Troy from Cape Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit FinalGirlsHorrorcast.com for more information on them, to visit our Patreon links, to find our shop link. We're having a shop sale right now, so it's a great time to buy some Final Girls merch for the Final Girls lover in your family or friends group. Secret Santa gifts. Whatever you may want. I put them on sale for you guys, so enjoy. That'll end probably around Christmas time, so just FYI. Also, if you do want to buy something for Christmas, for some reason, A, you're awesome, and B, order it soon, because it takes kind of a long time to get those orders. Also, we have a lot of stickers to give away. If you want stickers for free, just tweet us, retweet our episodes, review us on iTunes, and send us an email to finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com with your address, and we'll send some your way.
Final Girls Horrorcast, sorry, I was gonna burp. Final Girls Horrorcast is sponsored by Elizabeth, Mikey H, Nick B, Jonathan W, Black Cat, Miss Tab, and the OT Gourmet Geek. We are available to stream on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Tuned In, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. We are also very active on social media, so please interact with us. You can find us on Twitter at Final Girls HC and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Final Girls Horrorcast. We also invite you to join our Final Girls discussion group on Facebook. You can find the link on our Facebook homepage.
Okay, so next up, first of all, I just want to say December is usually our franchise month. We are postponing it to January, and it won't be the whole month of January because January is very long and we have less movies than is in the month of January. So we'll figure something else for January. Also, just FYI on that, we will be doing... only our Patreon subscribers know, so I'll announce it now. We will be doing the Universal Monster movies for the month of January. So, Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, Dracula, The Wolfman, The Invisible Man, The Mummy, all those horror classics are what we'll be doing. They're all streaming on Shudder. If you haven't seen them before, check them out. But that'll be coming to you in January. December will just be a regular month. We'll have a special Christmas episode around Christmas time, so in a couple weeks. But this next week, we're going to be doing Teeth, which is streaming on Netflix. It's also on Tubi TV, T-U-B-I-T-V. It's a free streaming service. It has commercials, but it's free. We also will be doing May, which is also streaming on Tubi TV. So it's a Tubi TV kind of episode, which means everyone and their mom can watch these shall they want to.
Hooray!
I'm really excited for that episode. I've been wanting to do May, I think, since we started this podcast. So
you have.
I kept wanting to do it, and it wasn't streaming anywhere. And now it is. So we're doing it with Teeth. I could use some female power right abouts now. So.
Sames.
Deal with it. That's what we're doing. Okay. So, tune in next week for that. Carly, have you seen either of those?
I actually haven't.
Oh, you're going to love it. I'm really excited. I'm
excited. I feel like I may have seen May, but it was like a really long time ago. I don't remember.
Elton from Clueless is in May.
I think maybe I've seen it, but I literally remember zero things from it.
It's very good. Okay. Well, that's it for today, my lovelies. Until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye.